Elizabeth, I love you. I've waited all my life to play my guitar and sing to a wife. I'll buy you a ring of diamonds and pearls. I'll do anything to marry you, girl.
Clyde, it's all happening much too fast. Such a love would never last.
Please, Phyllis, don't say never. I know my love will last forever.
I'm sorry, Clyde, but it just can't be. Marriage to you is too big a step for me. Your greatness is more than I can endure, though I know your love is honest and pure.
Clyde was very down in the dumps because he really loved Phyllis. He was willing to do anything for her, give up his whole career, his nightclubs, radio, television. But Phyllis simply would not marry him.
The elephant named Clyde was burning up inside with chunks and chunks of choo-choo love. The girl he longed to wed loved someone else instead. So Clyde picked up his guitar and a torch and serenaded Phyllis from the porch.
I love you all so much, I can't resist your touch. You are the girl that I adore. And if you marry me, oh how happy we will be. My love will grow more and more. Oh Phyllis, you're the one I'm living for.
Clyde, my mother repeatedly tells me you're too big for me and you're much too rough for me to handle. I can't marry you, so why don't you pack up your truck and split? Get it?
Got it.
So Clyde picked up his load and started down the road with tears upon his wrinkled cheeks. And as he strolled along, he sang a mournful song while thinking of his little Phyllis dear. His father's voice came ringing in his ears.
Clyde, listen to your dear old father just once. Remember, there are lots of fish in the sea and lots of elephants if you don't care for fish. Believe me, you'll fall in love. So trunk up, sonny.
Clyde knew that he was right, but couldn't see the light. He muttered in a flustered tone.
It matters not to me how many fish are in the sea.
I want to marry Phyllis, but I can't. Unfortunately, Phyllis is an ant.
I am.